Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter, 2023. During the Fridays of Lent leading up to Easter, the priests of our parish did their best not to imitate the ways Jesus' apostles reacted to the news they received, as reported in this Sunday's first reading from Acts chapter 6. In that account from Acts, the 12 are told that some in their community were being missed in the daily distribution of goods and services. What did the 12 say when told some of the people they were trying to include in their ministry felt they were being excluded? To paraphrase, "It's not right for us to neglect the Word of God to serve at table. Appoint 7 reputable men to this practice while we preach." Our priests didn't delegate in response to similar news during our parish's fish fries. They delivered at all of them. A church fish fry is a valid representation of the ancient community as reflected in that account from Acts. Fathers Tom and Matt could have just circulated among the 35 tables each Friday at ours and schmoozed while the bare-bones volunteer staff, managed by Gary Mann, did their best to keep up with the growing demand for service. Instead, they rolled up their sleeves and not only served at table, but bussed them and put them away as well. Schmoozing and preaching weren't neglected either, but the point is, service comes in all forms, and all are equally worthy to offer up. Service is the cornerstone of any church. It's God's word in action. It's a model for corporations with stockholders, too. The smartest manufacturing CEOs realize that without service, they're just commodity peddlers. That cornerstone of good business is rejected for a cheaper alternative at any CEO's peril. A stone that will make people stumble and a rock that will make them fall, as Peter explains this Sunday in 1 Peter chapter 2. He suggests that we come to him a living stone, rejected by human beings but chosen and precious in the sight of God, and, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. All pastors and congregations of such houses are called to model Christ, as exemplified by a good church fish fry. This Lent, Fathers Matt and Tom and all good faith leaders took the opportunity to model for us what Jesus said before his ascension in this Sunday's Gospel reading from John, chapter 14. "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And the Father comes to us in service to one another." It's worth adding. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.